created. Do you know how many Christians are in North Korea? I know what you're thinking to yourself. Are there Christians in North Korea? Well, believe it or not, there are. It is a regime. It is a people where you are not free to worship on Sunday morning, but there are Christians in North Korea. Nobody knows exactly how many Christians are in North Korea. But the interesting thing is this, at the end of the 19th century, so in the 1800s, at the end of the 19th century, North Korea was a highly Christian nation. As a matter of fact, Pyongyang was known as the Jerusalem of the East. Did you know that? Yet today, Christianity is banned. So I know what you're saying. Christianity cannot survive in North Korea. It's simply impossible. And yet, it does. Now, some have said there's about 500,000 Christians in North Korea. There are other researchers that say, no, you will not tell people that you're a Christian if you live in North Korea. And so the estimate is as high as 38% of the population of North Korea that is still Christian. How is that possible? How can you have Christianity in a place where you cannot worship on Sunday morning? As a matter of fact, if you do worship on Sunday morning, you risk persecution, you risk imprisonment, and it is quite possible that you might even risk death. And yet, still, there are Christians in North Korea. How is this possible? I believe the answer is actually in Acts chapter 2. It gives us a clue. Now, if you'll remember, in the beginning part of Acts 2, all the disciples were together in Jerusalem, and the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost and breathed on the disciples. And then Peter got up and he preached this wonderful sermon, much better than any sermon preached today, and 3,000 were baptized and became believers on that day. And then what did they do? Well, Acts 2:42 tells us. We read it this morning. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer. And then later on in Acts, it says they had all things in common and met the needs of the community. So that's what they did. They met together. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to breaking of bread, prayer, and then they had all things in common and met the needs of the community. Now, all these things happen on Sunday morning. When we gather together, we hear the apostles' teaching, right? We have prayer, we have fellowship, and we have breaking of bread. And sometimes we gather our resources together and meet the needs of the community around us. Most recently, we did a food packing event to meet the needs of the community around us. These things do happen on Sunday morning. But not all of them have to happen on Sunday morning. As a matter of fact, many of these things, as a matter of fact, all of these things could happen outside of Sunday morning. So that's how it happens in Korea, in North Korea. They don't necessarily gather for worship as we do on Sunday morning. They gather together in small groups of people, in small fellowships. They gather clandestine. They meet at people's homes. They talk about Jesus and the cover of darkness to bring light to a world around them. And the church continues on. That's the power of small group and small ministries. Do you want to learn the Bible? You can come to church on Sunday morning. You can listen to the words of the Scripture. You can listen to me preach. You can learn your Bible. But if you really, really want an in-depth view of the Bible, why not get together with a bunch of Christians? Go through a book of the Bible. Interact with each other. Ask questions. Help that faith go deep. Do you want to have deeper fellowship? You can certainly do it here on Sunday morning. You can come before or after service and meet people. But if you truly want to have fellowship, why not join a small group or a ministry and have an opportunity for fellowship? Do you want more prayer? Come to church. We pray. But you can also join a small group. If someone's having a bad day or a bad week or lost a job or lost a loved one, you can uplift them, lift them up, and pray over them. You can do many of these things outside Sunday morning. And as you do, you grow stronger in your faith and you grow stronger in your fellowship to one another. Now, here at Christ Lutheran Vale Church, we have a lot of people that are leaders of small groups. And so today for the sermon, I decided I would show you who they are and what they do. I know that sounds kind of crazy because there's a lot of them. So I'm going to have them come up, and what we're going to do is have them each share very briefly who they are and what they do and what your opportunity is to join with them. And there's a lot of them, so this may take a little bit of time, but it may not take very much time at all. I have no idea. But the exciting thing is that you can see and put a name and a face to these people. So what I'd like to do is to have group one, like who's group one? Group one knows who group one is, and they're going to come forward. So come on forward. See, you didn't even know we had a group one, did you? There they are, and they're coming forward. Look at them, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed here, Christ Lutheran Vale Church. And I have a microphone. And so the very first slide that we have is the Board of Ministry Directors, and that would be Mr. Chuck Birsbach. So here, tell us about what you, well, just say what you wanted to say.
All right, good morning, everyone. Like Pastor mentioned, I'm on the board. Our objective is to look forward to what God has planned for us. We're focused primarily on mission and vision, as well as just directing ministries to that end. So we do a lot of things to facilitate that. If you're interested, it's an elected position. We have our elections in December, but we'd be happy to find out about you now. Contact me at the back. We'd be happy to have you join our group. And I think I'm going to pass it off to the next person.
Who is? All right.
Key leaders.
Hi, I'm Nick Belot, and I am the leader of the Key Leader Team, which is a group of leaders that tries to focus holistically on the strategic development of the church in four key areas. We work on inviting people, letting them know about our church, connecting with people so that they can get connected here, apprentice teaching people, and then finally sending outreach. You probably know some of the things that this group has done if you've been to the Information Center, if you've gone to Discover CLV, if you participated in the Packathon. All these things came out of this group, and we're always looking for more people to help with leadership there. I think I'm the next one, too. Yes. And the worship team, just talk a little bit about that. Exhibit A over there, we're just a group of people who comes together to lead the congregation in worship on Sundays. We're always looking for passionate and you know, at least slightly talented people to join up with us. Although I'm not always 100%. So if you're interested at all, we need vocalists, we need instrumentalists, we need music producers if you're good with the computer. I'm not going to be up at the table back up there. I'm going to be down here breaking equipment down after the service, but please come talk to me. I'd be happy to take some time off from that. I should have mentioned for the Key Leader Team, Heike Smith is going to be at a table back there, so please go see her. Dad's Bible Study.
Good morning, I'm Dan Lau. I want to talk to you about the Dad's Bible Study. It's right now we're a pretty small group, and we meet on Tuesdays, and we study God's Word, the old, all the Bibles. Right now we're doing kind of working through the Old Testament books. We're a group of dads, but you don't have to be a dad to join us. We talk about our lives, our what's going on in our jobs, going on at home, our home lives, our struggles, our blessings. We pray for each other, and it's a pretty neat group to be in. I really appreciate it, and I always look forward to attending that. And we meet for about an hour, hour and a half on Tuesday nights. Thanks.
All right, I'm up again. For confirmation, I just want to give you a little bit of information about that. There's multiple leaders for confirmation. It's a three-year program, starts at sixth grade, goes through eighth grade. We meet twice a month, first and third Sundays of the month, and we're starting up again on August 11th is our kickoff date. So if you're interested, get in contact with with Terry primarily, and we'll get you signed up. Next, youth group.
Hi, I'm Stacy Lau. This is Terry Marcus. We are the high school and middle school leaders. We meet on Wednesdays, dinner at 6 o'clock. That is a community dinner, and it's free. I encourage you to attend. And then we start our Bible study at 6:30 until 8 o'clock. All middle schoolers and high schoolers, we start off with a fun game. We split into age-appropriate middle school, high school, and we do Bible studies, we do games, we do music, we do movies, we
do it all.
We do it all. we also, during the school year, we follow the Vail calendar. We have one-day retreats, weekend retreats, camping retreats, Sunday afternoon activities, weeknight activities. We have a table back there. We'll look for the pool float. That's us. And come sign up for your middle school and high school activities. That's me, too. Hi, I'm Stacy Lau. I to Youth in Service. We started this program a while back. All of our kids kind of do random things throughout the service. We try to formalize it a little bit more. And we have a schedule. Summer has been really not scheduled. But all of our youth have an opportunity to participate in the service, be it communion cup holders or offering a helper or AV. Usher team, nursery helper, radical assistant, which is the new Sunday school program kicking off. You could be a greeting assistant. You can be on the tech team. You can be anywhere within the service. If I don't have it up there, I will find a position for your child. We do not, you know, if it's not created, I'll create it, because I really feel strongly about kids having the opportunity to serve in church, because when they grow up, they need to serve in church. And what better way but to teach them now?
Okay, group two. Group one is going to remain here, and then group two is going to come up. So if you know who are in group two, come on up. And the first one is Radical Kids.
Hi, my name is Megan Olander, and I'm among about a dozen other Sunday school teacher volunteers. And I just want to talk to you about some exciting changes that we have to our children's ministry here this year. First, we have a new name. I'm sure some of you might have had a double take when you looked at the spelling of that word, radical. We do have totally radical kids here, but this radical is it's a botany term. It's the first root that comes out of a plant, and that's kind of part of our mission with children's ministry, is helping kids grow in their relationship and their love of God. And I love the answers today from the kids that Sunday, you know, coming to church in the morning, it's because God is awesome and because we get to learn about God. So this new program is actually starting out next week, and we're actually going to have the kids leave the sermon after the children's message, and they can come out with their Sunday school teachers, and we have a special service just for the kids while Pastor is teaching his sermon. We also have some new curriculum. It's called Dig In into the Epic Teachings of the Bible, and I'm really excited about it. I'm going to be helping provide the supplies to the Sunday school teachers this year. We also have a new timeline. We're actually going to be teaching Sunday school now year-round instead of taking a break in the summer. I think it'll be great for continuity for the kids, so that they can every week, you know they're going to be coming to their, you know, meeting their teacher and you know, fellowshipping with kids their own age and kids that they get to see every week, and developing those relationships as well. So if you have any questions, if you want to register your kids for this program, it's definitely not required, but it's something we have available. Just come and see us at the desk, and we can register your kids and give you some more information. Okay, we have nursery.
Good morning. I'm Jennifer Hook, and I am representing the Early Care and Education Ministry. Part of that ministry is our nursery program. And I just really want to be honest with you folks. Not everyone should work with young children. I'm just putting that out there. But if you do have a love of children and you have a checkbook and or a checkbook, we could really use your help with supporting some of our capital improvements. And then if you want to go to the Creation School slide, is that next? Yes. We also are working on a scholarship program. As you know, it's very expensive to educate a child, and not all families can afford Christian education, and so we're working on putting together a scholarship program for those families so they don't have to make that choice.
Hello, I'm Jessica Arona. I am the coordinator for MOPS, Mothers of Preschoolers. We are looking for moms who have children ages birth through kindergarten, and also people to work with our kids in the in the MOPS Kids program. Oh, I think you are next.
Oh, no, that's me. Hello, my name is Liz Cannon, and I'm going to be up here for like 3 slides in a row. So first, we're going to talk about moms next. One of the groups that we have is an extension after MOPS. Hi, Temperance. So after your kid has gotten through kindergarten and you're still kind of looking for a mom's group to hang out with, and sometimes we have speakers, we go to movies, we went to karaoke a couple of weeks ago. So it's just an extension of MOPS for a mom's group. And then we have Little Sprouts. So Little Sprouts is our Wednesday night youth group. You heard Stacy and Terry talk about the junior high and high school group. This one is actually for kindergarten through 5th graders. So we also start together on Wednesday nights at 5 o'clock. And then we split into groups, kindergarten through 2nd grade and 3rd grade through 5th graders. And our whole purpose really is to have fun and to meet new friends and to have Christian friendships. And we talk a lot about different Bible stories and all of that, but we also just play games and we do crafts and we have a really good time. And then finally, there's LWML. LWML is the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, I think. And basically what we are is a group of women who get together and do service projects. So if you are a woman who is here at CLV, you are automatically a part of LWML. We do all kinds of different service projects. We have been to the homeless shelter to serve dinner. We have been to Ben's Bells to make some ornaments. We collect clothes. Boys group home, we go to a nursing home with our children and bring crafts and snacks. The great thing about LWML is that you don't have to be super committed. If there is something that speaks to you, you are able to come and join us just for that particular thing, or you can come to everything that we do. I think that's...
Yep. No.
Hi, I'm Polly Phillips, and I lead the MOPS Bible study on Monday mornings. The new study we're going to start this fall is by Erica Wiggenhorn, and is called The Unexplainable Jesus. This is her latest study. I love these group of ladies. They can come to Bible study. It's not a requirement of MOPS, but I'm thrilled to see them want to be in the Word. We're going to be having a Monday morning study, and also, if there's interest, we'll do it on Monday evening as well. So, thank you.
Hi, I'm Pam Hendrickson, and I'll have 2 slides. We have what is called a second greeter. So if you like to smile, give hugs, shake hands, we could sure use your help in being a second greeter. The second greeter is especially looking for the new attendees of our church. And we need to direct them to the information center so that they could get their gift bag and their cookie mix and shown what different activities we have here at the church. They are asked to be a second greeter about every 6 weeks. So they don't have to come every single Sunday and have that responsibility. So if you want to be a second greeter, I'm back in the back in the very corner over there. So I will be there after church, and please sign up if you would like to. ushers. Ushers have that responsibility for a month every 3 months. Either every 3 months or 4 months. I can't remember off the top of my head. But they're responsible for handing out bulletins. If someone attending church has a question that they can answer, they do the offering. They help in
communion.
In communion, yes, thank you. And they're also asked to like to smile, greet people, and just be the first person that they is at the. I'm sorry. who's next?
Set group up. Three. All right, group three, come on down. And our first group three is setup crew. Oh my goodness.
Good morning. My name is Nate Curley. I'm the lead of the setup crew. And what the setup crew is this is basically a cafeteria during the week. And so we transform that about 7 a.m. every Sunday morning into what it is right now. And then after the sermon, we put it all back away. We don't do their job and reset it back up for them, but that's what we do. So it's a different group. It's small teams, usually about three people on a team. And there's a monthly rotation that goes quarterly. So we are in a need for one person right now, but we're also looking for substitutes. So thank you. And I'll be back over at the table after.
Hi, I'm Cindy Hansen, and I'm a member of the hospitality team, along with Brenda Pearl, who's in the back. She's going to wave to you if you look. We provide snack for you on the first, the fourth, and the occasional fifth Sunday so that you can stay after service, have a little chat, have a little snack, fellowship with your other church members. So a way in which you can help, one, you could help us with takedown for the drink service. If you are interested in doing that, Brenda, go back and see Brenda after we finish with this. She really could use your help. The other way is we have at the snack table a sign-up sheet, and you can just sign your name and bring cookies for the dates on there. And I even call you to remind you, so thank you.
Good morning. My name's Chad Bergman. Earlier, Nick said for the worship team, he's looking for people that are somewhat talented. If you fall below that line like me, I'd love to have you. So we do audio and visual here for the services. We also have some behind-the-scenes work. If you don't want to participate during the service, we have people during the weeks that help out to do all the slides for the service. We do training. We have actually online training for the soundboard that you can take on your own time. There's short little videos that explains all the various things that the soundboard does to help with a band. We work closely with Nick and the band as they're getting ready so that we can have a good sound every morning. And really right now is a great time to be part of the team as we start moving into our new building. It's going to be a great opportunity to learn about how we're going to set everything up there and to get really used to the board and the visual slides that we'll have and all the special things we'll be doing with the lights and so on and so forth. So similar to Nick, I'll be tearing down after the service, so I might not be over the table, but we have a table over there with more information, contact, and thanks.
My name is Johnny Schepacker. This is my wife, Ruth Ann. We take care of the Altar Guild. Altar Guild goes back over 1,000 years. That's what the Altar Guild does right there. Sets up communion on the first and third Sundays, tears it down, takes it home, cleans it up. And we always need people. You only have to do it 1 out of 4 months, so it's not that big a deal. What's next? Is that Dolores or is that me? That's me. Prayer chain. prayer chain is sort of the emergency prayer chain. Dolores is going to tell you about her prayer chain that the church has. This is on Wednesday night at 2 in the morning, something happens and you feel like you need help with prayers, call me. And we have a group of people, about 30 of them right now, that I'll put out the word to everybody and they will pray for you. Next.
As Johnny said, I'm Dolores French. And what I do is when you fill out your card and put it in the basket and it has a prayer on the back, they put all those together and they bring them out to me. I type them up, send them out to the people there on the prayer chain. So you never have to see me once, you know, you've turned it in. And I email them out to all the prayer chain and you add them to your daily prayers. And then pastor and the
deacons,
they pray on them when they have their meetings. So I have a table over there. If you would like to be one of the prayer team, just put your name and your email address, and I'd be glad to add you to us. Thank you. Who's
next? Discover CLV.
That's me. Okay. Hi, I'm Sarah Curley. I head up the DCLV. It's 4 30-minute sessions after church on Sundays currently, where you get to meet other people in the church, learn about different ministries, learn about the church, find out different opportunities where you can get plugged in or connected. And it's a really good opportunity to share what you're interested in so we can help kind of feed you to where it's best suited for you to be. It's targeted more toward people who are newer to the church. But if you've been coming for a while and you feel like, you know what, I don't know very many people, I don't know much about the church, sign up, come. We don't have a class currently scheduled because we need attendees. So at the table back in the back by the key leaders, you can sign up. And when we have enough attendees, and I see some of our former attendees here, we'll start having these classes. So thank you.
Adult Bible study?
Sunday morning adult.
Is that group four?
All right, the final group, come on up. Sunday morning adult.
Good morning, I'm Neva Krieger. And I am in charge of Sunday morning Bible class. We will be studying the book of Joshua this time, and it should be very interesting. It's where Joshua leads the people who have been wandering in the desert for 40 years. They'll be entering the promised land. This should be very exciting for people that are well acquainted with the Bible and people who don't know that much about it. I will be handing out sheets that have questions on them. Now you can do them at home, which would be great, but if you don't, we will be discussing them in class. We usually have some great discussion and everybody can learn, I think, a lot about it. There's things that you can bring into your own life with it also. So I'm hoping to see many of you there. Thank you.
Wednesday AM.
Okay, we have for a number of years worked with the men's Bible study on Sunday morning. These are Wednesday mornings. These are primarily for folks who don't have a job like me. We select a topic to study. We have just finished a book on from C.S. Lewis, and we will be starting again. This Wednesday, we'll be deciding, we'll kind of finish up a little talk about that and then select a new study.
We have a women's Wednesday morning Bible study from 10 to 11 and have a great hour. And our lessons this time are on 10 women of the Bible. Okay.
Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Bob Parrott. Wednesday evening, adult Bible study.
You heard Pastor talk about the small groups. That's what we do. We get together, we eat, we pray, we talk about each other, and then we either study a book of the Bible, or now we're studying questions atheists ask. Next, it'll be studying other religions. And the whole purpose is simply to follow Christ Lutheran's mission. Make loving disciples. Be able to understand. We have people of all levels, from very knowledgeable like Neva, to people that have just don't really understand anything about the Bible and just learning. And I'll tell you, we have a great time. Well, Wednesday night, we come out and we eat, and I don't think it's up there yet, but we need food. Come see my wife. We'll make sure we all get fed. Anyway, I'd love to see you, and there's no requirement. You can come anytime, especially if you've got children involved with the high school or middle school youth that'll be there on Wednesday night. We'd love to have you there. Thank
you. Stephen Ministry.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Gene McNinch. I'm a Stephen Ministry leader with Larry Unger. And our whole mission is really very simple, to provide distinctively Christian caregiving to other people. So if you're somebody who has a passion for helping others out, we need you. If you are hurting, we are here to help you. So it's something that applies to everybody. And I'll tell you what, for all the moms and dads out there, if you want to try to figure out how to get along with each other, as well as the kids, this is great training for it, because it just teaches you about relationships and about how to really be able to move forward.
Dinner for Eight.
Well, since my wife isn't here, you can talk about it.
All right, yes. So Dinner for Eight is an opportunity to get together with eight other people, and they meet once a month. They pick where they're meeting and how they're going to meet and whether or not there's food involved. And if this is something that you just want to dip your toe into the water and find out more about other people in the congregation, this is a very low-impact way to do it. And there's a sign-up table for Dinner for Eight in the back.
In every community, there are children and families in crisis who need help. But for many, isolation and lack of community resources prevents them from getting the help they really need. And in every community, there are churches and people who care, who want to take action, but what they need is a connection point and support. CarePortal allows child welfare professionals to share real needs in real time through technology. The CarePortal network is already helping children all across the world.
Okay, so I'm Heather Bursbach, and I'm just starting this Care Portal ministry here. Today's the first day. All I need from you back there is your email address and commitment to pray for us, help us collect items for people in need, support in any way that you possibly can. We actually have a request that came in last night for our 85747 zip code, so if you want to learn more about it, please come see me back at the table.
Quilting.
Good morning. I'm Pat Amber, and I represent the Quilting Ministry. And this is a very relaxed ministry. We're all about fellowship with each other. We have a Christmas party, and we welcome anybody who wants to get together. We don't necessarily sew at our meetings. We do our sewing at home, but you are welcome to come, bring any of your handwork. I'm a firm believer that working with your hands is very calming and soothing, and so we're ready to welcome anyone who wants to join us. And we have meetings on Wednesday at 12:30 and Thursday at 1 o'clock. And if you want to have some fellowship and fun, come and join us.
Maintenance.
Oh, here we go. Good morning. My name is Chris Marcus. Our ministry is
working with hands and skills and things like that, but sometimes not as soothing as the quilting. Okay, but we have progress, right? So we've been known as the team that makes the impossible possible, right? And we're looking for skills and talents of any sorts to help with facilities, maintenance, projects. We meet on Wednesday nights as well with the youth group and the others for hour and a half, and just try to take care of some light maintenance activities around the church. We'll also hold work days that we've got bigger projects that we get involved with as well, too. So we're the last table on this side of the row, so come see us, please.
Any last one?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Would you guys all step forward? And we're going to pray. Dear God, thank you for the very many ways that we can gather together as your church to be a powerful force in this community and in your world. Watch over all these ministries, these small groups, these Bible studies, and be with all these leaders. Lord, help this to be a great year in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Could you guys thank these people? And you could be seated. As they get sitting down, I would like to tell you that's how the church in North Korea stays, the church in North Korea, because there are incredible leaders that get together and continue the faith using their skills and their talents and their love and their passion for Christ. And we are very, very grateful for all of them and the work that they do in the kingdom. So as they leave, we're going to move into Holy Communion.